Now, one of the other things about this whole story that's so fascinating is what was seen in the women who got estrogen without progesterone, the women who had their uterus out.
Right. I think that that actually really shows the complexity of this whole story, because what they found in that study was, if anything, there was a trend to less breast cancer in the patients who were taking the pure estrogen preparation.
Pretty counterintuitive.
I think it shows what a complex disease and how incomplete our understanding of breast cancer really is.
But clearly you don't see that 26% bump that you see when you have progesterone on board.
No. I think that there's actually growing epidemiologic evidence that progesterone is a particularly risky drug to take. For instance, there's a large study that was done in England called the Million Women Study, where they simply gave health questionnaires to women who came in for mammography and recorded what they were taking and then looked at what the incidence of breast cancer was. And what they found was in the long-term users of combined estrogen and progestin that there was a doubling of risk for developing breast cancer. They actually found an increased risk for estrogen alone in the long-term users of about 1.3-fold. So it was a lesser effect. And that's not entirely consistent with the American result, but I think that there are a number of lines of evidence that suggest that progestins are particularly risky drugs to take.
You know, the fact that this happened so quickly made people question if this change is related to sort of the development of breast cancer, or maybe that there's already a breast cancer that's been there for a while, it's just you can't see it. So by removing the estrogen or giving it, it's treating sort of a subclinical tumor or taking the stimulation to a subclinical tumor away. If that's the case, do you think that at some point now we might start to see an increase back up of breast cancer?
Certainly that's a possibility. I've talked largely about the results in 2003, but just before publication, we were able to get the data for 2004. Incidentally, the National Tumor Registries, it's a huge operation and undertaking, and of course, quality control of the data is very important. So there's always about a 2 to 3 year lag between getting the detailed data and the actual events. So that we just this spring were able to get high quality data for 2004. The data in 2004 is encouraging in that what it shows is that the decreased rates of breast cancer were sustained into 2004. And that's good news. It's not a 1 year and then the cancers adapt to this new environment and then start growing again. And I think that in the end, what we're going to see, I hope, is an effect where some cancers actually do adapt and start growing back, but that for some cancers, that really does make a profound difference, and that over the long term, they will not become clinically obvious.